The text is the gospel reading from St. Luke, chapter 17, 20 to 30. How young are we when we hear "on your mark" and know that "get set and go" will follow? That's the idea behind styling the last three Sundays of the church year as third last, second last, and last. On your mark. The kingdom hides in plain sight. Have you seen that Microsoft commercial for AI's ability to identify snow leopards blending in with the surrounding landscape? Picture after picture highlights the snow leopard, which the naked eye at first glance takes to be rocks or terrain. Jesus responds to the Pharisees' query when the kingdom of God would come with, "It's hiding in plain sight." We confess as much. We say, "I believe in the Holy Christian Church," or "I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church," the operative word being "believe" both times. We don't say, "I see it." In 2 Corinthians 5:7, Paul contrasts living by faith with living by sight. You believe in what you can't see. Flying over the Himalayas, if a wildlife biologist says, "There's a snow leopard," I will believe him or I will see it. Jesus answers the Pharisees' questions of when the kingdom comes with, "It's here, and you're missing it because it does not come with your careful observation, because the kingdom of God is within you." The Greek word here, entos, is only used twice in the New Testament. All five of my Greek commentaries on Luke agree, here, entos must be read among you. Within you introduces a foreign theology to Jesus' theology in any of the Gospels. The coming of the kingdom is never an interior event slowly within the hearts of people. Translating "within you" was favored by liberal theology's view that God's kingdom was only God's rule in the heart. Jesus, in effect, is answering the Pharisees' question of when is the kingdom coming with, "It's here already, right under your nose," even as a snow leopard would be to me. On your mark. These are the good old days. This is a recurring theme in song. It's there in Mary Hopkins' 1968 singing of a Russian folk song, "Those Were the Days, My Friend." It's in Carly Simon's 1971 song, "Anticipation," with the refrain, "These are the good old days." And I know I'm skipping over other songs when I jump to 2017 in Macklemore's rap, "These will be the good old days." The repeating theme is that while living our days, we don't appreciate the significance of them. If you're a Pharisee, Jesus' message to you is, on your mark, you're missing the kingdom that is hiding in plain sight. To you disciples, Jesus says, on your mark, don't be fooled by eating, drinking, marrying, buying, selling, planting, and building. These are the days of the Son of Man. Did you catch that? Did you get what the mark for the disciples to be on is? Jesus gives us disciples a hint. The time is coming when you'll long to see one of the days of the Son of Man. You're there now, aren't you? You want to see the reign and rule of God, the Son, to put faults to the big lie of evolution that has mesmerized the minds of men, the big lie, contrary to evolution, by the way, the big lie that gender is a choice is repeated by politicians, musicians, stars, and starlets. The biggest lie of all, that you can flaunt God's revelation of himself in law or gospel, and there is no judgment. That's the gospel of today. So you long to see what you think God should be doing if these indeed are his days. But what does God in the flesh say to you? Just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. The fact that men all around you are eating and drinking with no thought of saying grace or asking, come Lord Jesus, be our guest, that doesn't mean Titus 2:11 is false. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. We are not wrong, we are not stupid, we are not deceived to go on, as Paul says in Titus 2:13, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. We can go on asking for Jesus to be our guest because he came the first time to live each day perfectly before God as a true man in our place. And he died one day in place of every damned sinner that ever lived. Yes, even though our government has done the truly anti-Christian thing of redefining marriage, denying reality, and destroying the basic unit of society, still your God in Christ reigns in these days. But the only indication you have of that is his word. Oh, that. Yes, that's your mark in these days of the Son of Man, even as it was in the days of Noah. For 120 years, read Genesis 6 and 2 Peter 2. For 120 years, Noah preached righteousness. Or read Genesis 19 and 2 Peter 2:8. And know that Lot too preached, and like you, he was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. But the only thing Lot got was the preached word of God from the mouths of angels. Lot believed the preaching of angels. Lot's son-in-laws did not believe his preaching, and in the end, even his own wife turned back. As for Noah, in a world that some think had billions of people, only 8 believed his sermons. You believe mine? You believe that in this mad, mad world, God's word of grace, of salvation, of judgment carries these days? Do you believe that this is the mark on which you are to kneel, on which you are to set for the future, and which you are to go to heaven on? On your mark, these are the days of the Son of Man, but not the day the Son of Man is revealed. You know how disorienting it is when you get your days mixed up? It was only about 25 years ago that hospitals and homes for the elderly started to make a conscious effort to keep people rooted in the right day. Well, don't mix up the days of the Son of Man with the day. On that day ends all earthly eating, drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, all buying, selling, planting and building too. Historically, groups or individuals that mistake these days for the last day, they end all such things. Don't go there. You know, the kingdom of God in these days doesn't come with your careful observation. Well, the last day does. There is no doubt when, as Genesis 7:11 says, the fountains of the great deep burst open, then the floodgates of the sky were opened. When, as Genesis 19:24 says, the Lord rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from heaven, everyone there saw it. You are no more going to miss the day of the Lord than you do a lightning flash that lights up the sky from one horizon to the other. But you disciples are at a place different from the disciples in the text. Your mark has moved. The Son of Man has finished suffering the many things he had to. The pangs of hell, all the torture, shame, guilt, and pain of it, so you would not have to. The unbelieving generation that has existed ever since Cain killed Abel and endures to the very last day has already tested and rejected Jesus, handing him over to the unbelieving church to be crucified by the heathen state. This Jesus has already rose on the third day, victorious over your sin, over your death, and over your devils. And he has sent into the whole world his word of salvation. This is the mark for all Christians. Since he has finished all suffering and comes victorious from his being tested and rejected, the day for him to be revealed can be any day now. Once Jesus finished suffering for the sins of the world, once Jesus redeemed, bought back the world from the sin, the death, and the devil that our sin sold us to, once God the Father raised him from the dead, declaring that he accepted Jesus' payment for the world's sins, once all that took place, the boundary between these days and the last day thinned to a mere skin, and a clear one at that. On All Hallows' Eve, they say that the boundary between this world and the realm of spirits thins to the point they can cross over. How the world loves that theme. Even though there's not so much as a hint of it in God's revelation. But God does reveal that since Easter, all things are ready for the groom, Jesus, to come to his bride, the church. From Easter, you can see all the way to eternity. From the empty tomb on earth, you can see all the way to the new heaven and the new earth. Don't believe me? Watch. After Jesus says his last day will be as obvious as the flood and Sodom's destruction, he says it will be just like this on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. Revealed is apocalypto, and because our English apocalypse is a translation of its noun apocalypsis, you think when reference is made to the apocalypse is to unheard of destruction on the last day. Well, certainly there will be that, as 2 Peter 3:10 says, the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. But the precise meaning of apocalypto is not to destroy or even to reveal, but to uncover, lay open what has been veiled or covered up. Now go to Matthew 24. That's often called the little apocalypse. There, in verses 2, 27, 37, and 39, we find Jesus referring to his coming with the word parousia. The first meaning of parousia is presence. So what we refer to as the second coming is the unveiling of the Son of Man, who is already present. The last day is when the veil between what we think is reality and the eternal, which Paul says is the true reality, gets lifted. To get ready for this, the mark to be on is your baptism. It looks like plain water now, but when the veil lifts, what you see by faith now, a water of everlasting life, will be visible to the eye. And that word of forgiveness, which now only by faith can you see, sends your sins away. When the curtain opens, you'll hear it as a thunderous word of grace. It really is. As far as the body and blood of Jesus you see hidden in communion bread and wine, when the mirror in which we see darkly now is broken on the last day, you will see not only Jesus, but angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. To this day, an adrenaline rush starts with me hearing the words, "On your mark." That's the point of the third last Sunday. Amen. Now, the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.